Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Take your phone off. Do not disturb. Kind of writes to me. Is that an old message? I think that's an old message. I'm going to make sure. Okay. Yeah, it's an old message. Kenny writes, does anyone sing along with Eric or is it just me? No, everyone's doing that. And thank you. Thank you for that. That's a great song. I don't even know what we can name that song, but it's the opening theme of the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day of the work week and sometimes more. Thank you so much for being here. Sorry. From the Baldwin Ace Hardware Fear Bunker Studio, smack dab in the middle of beautiful Hudsonville, Michigan. Holy crap. I really felt bad yesterday. I thought it was bad enough when I got on the scale and it said I was 183.6. Now, some of you might be like, oh man, I wish I was that. Yeah, I'm little. I'm 5'7", and I should be 150, so I'm obese. And some of you who are, you know, well over three bills, and I know some of you are, like, I would kill to be that. Yeah, I know, but it's still, this is actually, I'm so bothered by this. I am, oh, so bad. But then it got worse because then I went ahead and I just jumped on the scale later on in the day and I was wearing like what I wear every day. And it was like 188.5 with clothes on. And I talked about this on the Patreon, but then, you know, even with my clothes off, it was like 185, 186. Prior to this week when I got on the scale and saw that I was over 180, I'd never been over 177 in my life. I'd never seen that. This is a first. So the quote yesterday from Kate in New Jersey was, quit eating all the GD candy. And she's right. Oh my God. The amount of candy that I've been consuming. I mean, candy, not just sweets, candy, like Milky Way, Snickers, M&Ms, 1,000 grand, 100,000 grand, $100,000. What do they call those things? Red wrapper. Really good. Oh, just fantastic. It's legal poison that is sold, and it tastes so good. If meth was delicious, we'd all be doing it. This is as close as we can to legal meth. So addicting. So amazing. So yesterday, I woke up feeling like hell. And, you know, I didn't eat until noon. And then I had a fucking bowl of oatmeal. Wait a minute. Is that what I had? I think that was it. And then later on in the day, and then I did the Patreon, and then there was the no more candy, Eric. Just stop eating candy. You have to stop eating candy. I had like a salad. And then, you know, the goal was one day of no candy. And I made it. I did not eat any candy. I didn't go. It's candy and just gorging myself on garbage, as I indicated to the folks on Patreon. On Wednesday night, I had a Jimmy Dean sausage, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, frozen, a frozen El Monterey burrito, breakfast burrito, two peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, a lot of peanut butter and a lot of jelly, three Milky Ways, a pack of M&Ms, and a Snickers, all fun sized. They weren't full bars, but still. I mean, that's like, wow. No secret why I've ballooned or how I've ballooned to this weight. It's because of these intense, horrible amounts of food, garbage food, and then the candy. So I said, all right, I need to order a ceasefire, a line in the sand for one day. And I'm not just don't eat any damn candy. So I didn't. I didn't eat any damn candy. And then I went to the gym. Of course, I've been going to the gym a lot. But that doesn't matter the way I'm eating. I could go to the gym for 20 hours a day and it wouldn't matter from what I'm eating. So I'm not giving myself a pat on the back here. This is me yelling at me. And maybe this will translate to your life too if you're struggling. I know Kenny is, him and I are going after it at the same time. Kenny has a treadmill that he purchased forever ago and then immediately threw all his clothes on it. And now he's finally getting on the damn treadmill. I mean, Kenny is pissed off. I need an update because he's had it. He is furious with himself. Hey, Siri. Call High Maintenance Kenny.
Calling High Maintenance Kenny.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, are you still pissed off at yourself?
Yes, but I'm also a little pissed off about the laundry clothing shit. There has never been any articles of clothing on the thing.
That was a joke.
Yes, I know, but come on. Just saying.
No, come on. It's a joke. It's a comedy show, dickbag. What the fuck? Anyway, yeah, stay pissed off. Stay pissed off. Because you and I are one day in less gross. Yeah, well, you're 2 days in.
Well, yeah, but I'm starting out like way worse than you.
Well, I know, but you're still, this is, you have a personal winning streak going.
Yeah, 2 days in a row, man. I was on the treadmill 3 times the first day and twice yesterday.
Stay pissed off. We can do this. We can get through this. You're gonna experience a lot of amazing things happening to you if you stay aggressive. You know?
A lot of amazing things, such as what?
Well, you're gonna get smaller. That's amazing. You're gonna feel better about yourself. I'm actually trying not to be silly. I'm actually trying to encourage you. I know that's hard to believe.
No, I know you are, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
That's the goal, man. I'm always tired. I'm always feeling like lethargic and just, it's just enough is enough, man. Yeah. Like, what kind of life is this, you know?
Dude, you are speaking so wise. Don't ever forget it. If you ever need
what really sucks though, man, is that years ago I lost almost 70 pounds on my own, and it's like, how did I ever get back, and not just back, but worse than ever before? I've never weighed this much.
Well, you don't want to worry, but you don't want to look to the past. Okay, Throat/Dale, one of his amazing words of wisdom was, "Don't look to the past. It makes you sad." Don't look to the future. It'll make you anxious.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's right.
That is true. You got to focus on the right now.
May 20, 2022 is the task at hand. You are 8 hours and 14 minutes into it. Well, maybe you aren't because you're in a different time zone, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So go get them.
So how about you, man? Did you get rid of all your candy, or are you just like trying to avoid it?
I did not get rid of it. Do you think that's a bad idea?
Yeah, man. You got to get that shit out the house or you're gonna give in.
Well, the thing is, Kevin eats it. He loves that candy, and so other people in the house who don't eat like assholes.
Well, then he needs to be like the guard of it, like put it on the table next to him or something, like,
yeah,
where you would have to walk past him to get to it.
No, that's good. I've got some Little Debbie snacks that Mike Ball delivered. He actually, I'm not kidding you, he delivers me snacks to eat so that, you know, he knows that this is a real weakness. And that is just another thing that I'm up against, is this sick sugar peddler continues.
It's so funny that he does that, man.
Yeah, he brings ice cream over. He brings snacks in by the box load.
And I can't blame him. Was he doing that before you agreed to re-challenge him?
No. It wasn't until I started to run my mouth that he started to bring things over. What a dick, you know?
That's hilarious, though. That's too funny.
Okay. All right. Well, have a good Friday. The treadmill will be smoking, right, Kenny?
Well, I hope not.
Well, you know what I mean. It's going to be working. I mean, because you're going to be having it on for so long, it's going to be like, oh man, here we go. I'm not implying that your weight is destroying it. I'm implying.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised, but that's the thing, is I spent so much money on it, is I hope that doesn't happen. But yeah, that's the other thing, is I'm sitting at a computer all day long, and I get bogged down with work, and then I just don't take my breaks. Now I'm like, no, I'm setting alarms. I'm making sure I take my breaks. And when I take my breaks, that's where I'm heading, is to the treadmill.
Oh, my God. You, holy cow. This is going to be great. I can't wait to see you when you're ripped.
Me too, when I'm 60, right?
Okay, you're doing a great job.
All right, man.
Okay, I'll see you.
Appreciate it. All right, bye. Later.
The big key to me is when I get done with at the YMCA, I get home and I'm like, okay, this is when I really, really, I like give myself a pass to go eat the ass out of everything, you know? And before I went to the Y, I had a protein bar to kind of ease the sensation of hunger. Did a little workout action. Andy from Team Knuckle Dragger caught me doing voice to text in my phone. And he made fun of me that I was ordering cheeseburgers and French fries from DoorDash. Fucker. And that was just another thing to motivate your old pal Eric Zane. And then I went home and I didn't eat anything. Nothing. I just didn't eat. And I felt fantastic. I didn't feel hungry. Nothing. So that tells me that a lot of the time I've been eating when I haven't even wanted or felt the urge to eat, you know? Ugh. So there you go. I feel good about it. But today's a new day. So I forgot about yesterday. Today, just like Kenny, May 20. I've got a no candy today. No candy. I'm just yelling at me right now. At the YMCA, I witnessed something spectacular, and I want to know what you think about this. This dude at the gym, who I've seen a lot, and I know he knows who I am, and I wanted to say hi to him, but I couldn't remember his name, of course. I go, hey, how you doing? He goes, hey, Eric, how are you? Shakes my hand, looks me in the eye. I go, I forget your name. He goes, Brad. And he goes, that's okay. Andy from Team Knuckle Dragger, it took forever for him to remember my name, like 6 months. I go, all right, Brad. Well, I got it now. I don't think I do. He says, did I hear you on a new radio station? I go, and he probably overheard me talking to someone else at the Y. I go, oh, yeah, I do part-time work on the weekend on the oldies station. He goes, oh, man. Now, he was a, you know, when the divorce happened 7 years ago, you had people that stopped listening to them and never went back. He's one of those guys. But he also has no idea of what I did after that. He goes, you were on another station after you left them, and what was that? I go, WBBL. He goes, yeah, yeah. And then, and now you're on. Oh, that's great. So you're, I go, well, yeah, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. He goes, what else you been doing? I go, well, I also podcast. He goes, oh, what's the name of your, so he has no idea about the podcast. But it's fine. You know, that's the way it goes. So I'm just talking to him, just shooting the shit about whatever. And, okay, he's got two teenagers that are there also. And I don't know this, but one of the teenagers walks up and does the old thing that teenagers do. They just walk up to the dad and start talking to the dad like the other adult is not there. That's a very teenager thing to do. So I stop my work. I was in the middle of a sentence. I stop. And young lady starts talking to her dad. And he did something that was so old school that I don't know if parents these days do this. I don't know if I would do this. I would probably, and a lot of parents would probably go, I'll talk to you in a second. The kid comes up and starts talking. And, well, I mean, it was an interruption. And he goes, hey, do you see two adults talking? The kid, and I go, oh, no. So he's got to do some parenting despite the awkwardness. And this is my... this is my idea. This is what I think is a great parent. They are willing to take the hit of the awkwardness. Most would just not parent there. They would just shoo the kid along or answer the kid or enable the kid with an answer and then continue the conversation. Not this guy. No. He goes, hey, do you not see that there's two adults talking here? And the kid stops talking and just looks at him. And he goes, this should be probably about 14. He goes, I'll talk to you when we're done. Move along. She turns around and walks away. And I do my best. I don't want to look. I don't want to make cringe face like that. I want to support him as a parent because I know what he's going through. So I just patiently witness and don't react. That to me is the sign of a fantastic parent who is willing to have that in public awkward to parent. That is much needed. It was very refreshing to see, as awkward as fuck as that was. So then he goes, anyway. And so we then just continue our conversation like nothing happened. My job, act like nothing happened. Okay. And then I did. And then the conversation ended. And then that was it. Short time later, I'm over at another piece of equipment doing my thing, you know, lifting my feeble weights. And the kid was there with another sibling. So there's the two siblings. And the dad, he goes, hey. And I hear, I don't act like I'm listening, but I'm listening. They're behind me. He goes, I'm sorry I had to bark at you like that. But now you know, you do not just walk up and interject into a conversation with anyone. Now, how can I help you? And then she says what she wants to say. And he goes, you may not. And then he answers, he goes, you may not like that sometimes, but you learn something there. I'm like, this guy is an absolute wizard. This is what we need. And what the world needs now is another folk singer like I Need a Hole in My Head. Cracker. That's a lost art form, in my opinion. Because what you have there is dad, who is probably not friends with the kid, but a parent. And it's like, that's that. When you were growing up, I don't know about you, but I was like, yeah, my dad's a dick. My dad's nothing but a dick. Your dad's cool. And then the other kid will go, no, man. You don't know my dad's a dick. Your dad's cool. That's because my dad was cool to those kids. But he was a dick to me, and he's supposed to. You're supposed to be a dick. I think we need a new campaign. Be a dick to your kids. That's what you need to do. Be fair, but be a dick to your kids. Okay? Because they don't need another friend. They need someone to parent them. Be a dick to your kids. Be fair, but be a dick. Josh says we teach our kids to not interrupt. It's rude. Kenny says, yep, this was something I did years ago, too. Kate says, I fucking hated it when my kids did that. Good for him. I would do that to my girls as well. Oh, my God, that guy is a rock star. I'm thinking that if that guy were single and there was some single mom running around, like let's say radio voice Linda is at the gym, and everybody knows, as she indicated earlier this week, she actually said, I'm ready. She's actually getting in the game. She's on the hunt for the next Mr. Linda. Okay. If she were there, she writes, oh no. If radio voice Linda were there pumping iron and she witnessed that, oh my God, she'd be a moth and he'd be light. She'd be all around just like, I just wanted to tell you that I think that you did a marvelous job there. And parent, the way you parented, I just did. Not a lot of people do that. She would so turn on the charm. Okay. That's what we would. So I was so enamored with that what I witnessed. It was incredible. Now, Brad here, he didn't listen. He doesn't even know I do a podcast. But now I've got to remember, okay, hey, man, May 20. I talked about you extensively and the parenting expertise that I witnessed by you. And I don't think I've said anything sideways here because knowing me, I'll say something. And he'll, hey, no, that's not true. Or he'll get mad. I hope not. So when you're going back to listen to this, Brad, however many days down the road when it actually happened on May 20, hopefully you'll get a good laugh out of it. Okay. The show is available, of course, every morning live on Twitch. twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. I make the open available to everybody on Facebook, Twitter, and of course, YouTube. I'm about to put an end to that right now. So if you are watching on those platforms, what you need to do when I cut the cord here is go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live and follow the page and then subscribe to it too. And you can pick up where we left off. And as always, download the audio podcast wherever you download podcasts. I'm on all of them. So please do that too. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And that is all. They are gone. They have left the building. Maureen says about her sister, Linda, he sounds exactly like you, Linda. That's my best Linda impersonation. Hello, Eric.
Hello, Eric.
She's got like a crazy deep voice. Not at all like her sister. He's making fun of you. All right. Let's talk monkeypox. Oh, boy. Yeah, this week I've been hearing about the monkeypox thing, and I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on with the monkeypox? That's all we need, right? Monkeypox cases investigated in Europe, U.S., Canada, and Australia. I'll share a couple images with you. You get the monkeypox. This is what's in your future. Hey. It looks like leprosy. Look at this kid. These are like crazy boils. If you get monkeypox, it doesn't mean that it's going to make you small, a young black kid with no shirt, but you're going to have all this shit on your face. Oh my God. Oh boy. Had enough? I tell you what, if COVID had this, if this was part of COVID's game, you know, when you get COVID, something like this happens. I can guarantee you, you anti-vaxxers would be lining up to get that shit because you can see it. The latest has cases now entering the U.S. There's somebody in New York that's got it. This does not spread easily. That's the good news between people. And the risk to the wider public is said to be very low. If you've ever gotten the vaccination for smallpox, it's 85% effective against monkeypox. Symptoms begin with fever, headache, muscle pain, swollen lymph nodes, feeling tired. Followed by a rash that forms blisters that crust over. Oh, fuck. The time from exposure to onset of symptoms is around 10 days. The duration of symptoms is typically 2 to 4 weeks. Monkeypox can be spread from handling bushmeat. I don't know what bushmeat means. Now I do. Bushmeat is meat from wildlife species that are hunted for human consumption, most often referring to the meat of game in Africa. Bushmeat represents a primary source of animal protein and a cash-earning commodity for inhabitants of humid tropical forest regions in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. In 2019, a monkeypox vaccine was approved for adults in the United States. Fake news! It doesn't work! It's a scam! I'm stupid! Trump got robbed! MAGA! There is treatment for this. This is fine. This is not a big deal. But it sure is gross. Boy, I'd hate to be the one guy who gets it in the U.S., though, walking around looking like an asshole with that shit all over his face. All right, good luck. I think you'll be fine. Someone says venison. If you eat venison, I don't think venison is part of this. All right. So smallpox is here. This show, of course, on Twitch. And I want you to follow me on Twitch. I want you to follow me on Facebook. Brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Twitter, brought to you by Blue Frost IT. And then, of course, YouTube. The almighty YouTube, brought to you by Frank Fuss. We were at that wedding last week. And, you know. As you're there, you're watching the dollar signs, you know, the cost of the food, the cost of the hall, and something we're going through right now. And this actually happened. Oops, shit.
Just spilled water everywhere. What an asshole.
While we're there. Photographer and videographer. Videographer was there. Okay. And so I said to Diana, I go, I love how people shoot video in more than just like a stationary camera. You know, they actually have camera people going around shooting footage and getting the vows and just, you know, it looks like quite a production. And then Diana says, well, I know that that's what I want Jackie to do for her wedding. And I just assumed she did. I go, she doesn't? Now, I could have just said, oh, and then walked away. If I say nothing, this isn't happening. But I kind of like the whole idea of someone shooting video. I go, well, they should. So I bring it up to Jackie, and she goes, no, I don't want that. I go, okay. Now, at this point, I've done my part. Hang on. I've brought it up, and the reason why I'm, like, careful not to about saying it, because, you know, this costs money, and I'm on the hook for this, which is fine. I'm not complaining. I don't want to ever give the idea that I'm complaining about a wedding. She goes, no, I don't want it. I go, okay, fine. I'm like, done. I suggested it. And she was worried about the expense. And then I don't know what happened between that was Saturday evening to last night. But, I had a conversation with Diana that led me to believe that, this is happening. I wonder if she can pick it up at work. She's recovering from that surgery. Not Diana here, Tacky.
Hi, UB's Jackie. They're tuning in. Sorry, I can't make it to the...
No, she can't take the call. Walk into the bedroom, Diana says. Jackie needs $500. I go, oh, what's up? Yeah, videographer. I go, wait, what's going on? She did not. I have to be careful. I can't be like, wait, huh? Wait, huh? No. I'm like, oh, we're going with that now. Now in my mind, I'm like, fuck. And she goes, yeah. I go, well, all right. When by? So $500, she wrote $500, please and thank you, with sad face. I go, don't worry about it. I don't, you know, it's going to be okay. I want you to have that. you know? But this is ridiculous that I'm like, I'm encouraging it. I get a no, and then I don't know what happened between then. That's why I wanted to call. I wanted to get an update as to how did this even happen in the first place. There's a football player that probably has the greatest name ever. He's a high school kid right now, and he's agreed to play at Oklahoma. This may be the greatest name in the history of sports. He's about to sign he's got interest in a name, image, likeness deal. Now that is changing college sports, where a business can pay a top player for his name, image, and likeness. And you can earn money that way. That's really new, you know, and that so you might get, like, at Ohio State, a booster who owns a car dealership who loves giving his money to his alma mater, and he might hire some young stud player for $1 million a year for name, image, likeness, and then the rich get richer, you know? Whatever. College football is pro football, in my opinion. It's less fair than pro football because most of those players will never earn a dime. But whatever, who gives a shit, right? You know, this is the Wild West these days. Gamble on your phone. Name, image, likeness. Doesn't matter. People are getting rich. Why can't the top athletes get rich? I don't have any problem with it. American Eagle clothing brand. I don't know if they're in Oklahoma, their headquarters, but they will be offering a name, image, likeness deal to this dude because they want to see this player in their pants who's named General Booty. General Booty is this dude's real name. He has agreed to play football for Oklahoma. General Booty has announced his home. Look at it. Here's his big announcement video.
It's about time for it, and I'm on my way ahead to it. Yeah. I've been waiting for this for so long. I jumped in and went hard on these songs. But it's hell 100 and strong. But my gang I forever put on. I can't slip and get put it again.
This kid, he's got a gold cowboy hat on with this produced video.
But won't move without the bang on me. I got so many people counting on me. One of the all of my niggas that's under.
All right. But the name, General Booty, how spectacular is that? A little bit more on that. General Booty is the nephew of former NFL quarterbacks John David and Josh Booty. He began his college career at a junior college in Texas. I take it back. I thought he was in high school. He's not. In one season with the Apaches, he led the nation with 3,454 passing yards, threw for 28 touchdowns. Received offers from several schools, decides to go to Oklahoma. Booty played his senior year of high school at Allen High School in Texas, the alma mater of Kyler Murray. Before that point of his career, he turned heads with his name, General. The son of former LSU wide receiver Abram Booty received his unique first name because of his father's fascination with the military. General Booty. Well, you know, there's something to be said about the name. If you give your son a marketable name, you then better hope that he becomes a stud athlete. Now, this is working out. He's got a marketable name, General Booty, terrific player, and, you know, he's set for life. But that is, can you imagine if the kid was named General Booty and he hated sports and he was like on the robot tech team at the high school? Or he just sat inside playing chess all day, you know, snot bubbles, translucent skin, playing way too many video games. It's just ridiculous. That's like the type of thing that if you name your kid General Booty, you then are, it's like you have to make him a top athlete. Like, you have to actually pressure the kid. You got to bully your own kid and make that kid be an athlete. Because if he doesn't, he's fucked. Wow. The cornerback sneaks in and gets booty from behind. Well, like, I'm sure that that's been said with his relative Josh Booty. But General Booty is fantastic. Great name. There's another high school quarterback that a lot of people are talking about. Arch Manning, who is the son of the Manning who didn't play football. I forget his name. But he is, like, being looked at as, like, the top quarterback coming out of high school. That's enough sports. The open and live stream of the Eric Zane Show podcast is in the books. Thank you to all of you who have followed the show on Patreon. I'm getting ready today to post another edition of Radio Behind the Curtain. I don't even like to explain what that segment is. But I guess I'll share it here on Twitch. It is when I'm voice tracking for Big 101.3 from right here. You know, I don't have to go into the radio station or anything like that. I share the screen. You can hear the last 5-10 seconds of whatever oldie song I'm playing. You'll hear me talk into the next song. Everything I say on those little talk breaks is made up, with the exception of that was Paul Simon. Here's the Bee Gees. You know, a lot of the embellishment is over the top. You will love Radio Behind the Curtain. I have show number 4 going on this weekend. I haven't even done it. I'll make it today, and then I will post it, and you can check it out. All part of Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. I post the audio and video for them. I didn't post audio last week for that, but that was because I was busy chasing around a gigantic hornet in this studio while it was going on. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 1 month, and I won't let you down. Just try it. That's all I ask you. Try Patreon. $5 or $10 a month. It is supported solely by your dollars and cents. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you've supported it in the past, I appreciate that very much. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. For any type of scheduled maintenance you need on your vehicle, Irvine's, E-R-V-I-N-E-S, Irvine's.com. If you need scheduled maintenance or something goes wrong, they are in West Michigan. If you're in West Michigan or the surrounding areas, it's worth it. Early drop-off, just drop the key in a little slot. You can pick it up after hours, too. They do that. They have lock boxes for the keys to pick up. You can pay online with a little, you know, pay your bill online. You don't even need to see anybody. They also have loaner cars, so you're not, like, in the lurch if you drop your vehicle off. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid, and EV. The loaner cars are free. A&E, Heating and Cooling. AEHeatingCooling.net, 616-516-8579. That's 616-516-8579. Get that furnace, that air conditioning tuned up. $79 is what it's going to cost you. You need to see these people at least twice a year. Hopefully that's all. Anything more than that, something might be going wrong, or you're, I don't know, maybe you're getting a new install. But get the AC tuned up for $79. You always have a heating and cooling specialist on your beck and call. At your beck and call. After hours service, they can do that too. 616-516-8579.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Don't go anywhere. Your old pal Eric has to go tinkle. Okay? I'll be back. Says here, I have a question for the chat. I just signed up with my Amazon Prime. Does that mean after my free month, I get charged on Twitch? Oh. And John says, I guess somebody answered it. Bob says, at the end of your month, you have to resub. Then John says, got it. Thanks. Boomer Bob can't chat. And he's very upset. Why? What happened? I was monkey. Hey, Frank, what's up? I was monkeying around with it, and I made it so that you don't have to be subscribed. I was thinking about it, but I turned it off, so I don't know what the heck's going on. Twitch.com/EricZaneLive. Let me see. Check this out right now. Creator dashboard. Settings. Moderation. Look, I'll even show you. You can see this for yourself. Chat, your overall safety rating. See this right here? This means that, like, any idiot can say anything. Email verification. Email verification is off. Phone number verification. Phone number verification is off. Now, if I turn those on, then you see where verification exemptions will not be required to verify. Subscribers. Let me make sure that this isn't screwed up. Oh, there it is. Subscriber only chat. Bah, bah, bah. We found the snake in the grass. Boom. How about that? Is that better for you? Well, first of all, Bob, subscribe. Ding dong. My God, buy one less Dimebag Daryl poster and subscribe to the damn thing. Or use your Amazon Prime. There you go. It says Eric Zane disabled subscribers only mode for this room. All right. Yeah, resub, jackass. All right, I'll be back. Yeah, that's one pack of cigarettes, jackass. I might go back to that. I just got a bunch of subs because of that. Shut up. Melissa writes, I don't understand how the Amazon Prime account link helps. My account is linked, but it doesn't show I am a subscriber. If I hit subscribe, no option is offered for Amazon Prime. I don't know. Stevie says, whatever happened to the doggy cam? You know what happened to the doggy cam. It's an Eric Zane Show podcast, Broken Promise. Kenny and Jesse seem to have given a some insight to Melissa with you asked to subscribe from the PC. I didn't know that. All right. Carl Hamburger sends his regards. Welcome. I love that man. One of my favorite people on the planet. From Who Are These Podcasts? I'm jealous. Built something from the ground up. Really, really great. Carl Hamburger, yummy, yummy. Hamburger, yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy. Yummy, yummy. Carl Hamburger, yummy, yummy.
He's eating.
Hamburger, yummy, yummy. And every month you have to go back into the PC to redo it. According to Kenny. I was reading an article that in Afghanistan, you remember like a year ago when, you know, we were doing that bug out and then the guys were falling off the airplanes in Afghanistan. It was that was just horrific. And so Afghanistan now under control of the Taliban. And so the women in particular were like, God. This is going to be awful. They had, you know, all sorts of equal rights going on as best as they could there in Afghanistan when the Taliban was not in power. So, like, the first thing the Taliban does is slowly starts to take away their rights. So, if a woman, think about this. Imagine if your life is like this. You're in your home and you're whatever. Doing home things, and you decide you need and you want to go to the store. You have to put, I think it's called a hijab, which is head to toe covering. No man can lay eyes on you. There's a little spot for your eyes, but you're, you know, in more progressive areas of the world, a woman can show her face, or if she can drape it over her head, like almost like a fashionable scarf. But not there. So that happened. And then women going to university there, you have to wear the hijab. And then now they just started cracking down that if it's not a black hijab. So women go to the school, they have a navy blue hijab. And then a Taliban, member of the Taliban, will walk up. And there's actual video. He's got his gun draped over him. He goes, hey, go home. Put on a black one. You got to put on a black one. This is too much. And slowly, they are taking their rights away. Eventually, they're going to remove them from schools. They can't be educated after a certain year. Can you imagine living like that? Can you imagine what it would be like if we tried to... Like if the U.S. suddenly, with the snap of a finger, decided that they wanted to do this, how much, what these women would do to us, they would kill us all. It would become an Amazon country of all women. Holy shit. Unbelievable. Boomer Bob is back. Welcome, buddy. That was a mistake. Dennis says, I was given the subscriber-only chat message with a prompt to subscribe. I hit the subscribe button, was given a subscribe with Prime option, tapped it, and all set. Yeah, I think I'm going to go back to that. I think eventually this is going to be a all-subscriber chat. So you've been warned, okay? I don't know when, but it's coming. When you must be subscribed to chat. I know you're used to one thing, but like the Afghanis, I'm going to impose, like the Taliban, I will impose my will upon you. I think I blew out my voice when I was doing Yummy Yummy because it hurts now. They're getting, there's a plan to demolish the local big boy, which is shocking to me. They're going to demolish it. There's a proposal to demolish the big boy and replace it with a gas station. The gas station is called Come and Go, and the cum is spelled K-U-M. And I don't know about you, but I find that embarrassing. I don't want to be driving around with, you know, anyone. I'm driving around with my kids, and my kids go, hey, Dad, can you stop at the Come and Go? Thank you, Bob. Yeah, it's just the name. I just hate the fucking name. I'm kind of uptight about that. I don't know what it is. I think it's just the hard k sound. And of what it is. Kenny writes, after all of that, Boomer Bob subscribes, then laughs. It's true. But what the fuck? You could have just subscribed and been on here the whole time. There's been a lot of, quite a bit of negative feedback. I wonder what the negative feedback is about. Is it about the name or is it about, you know, they, you know, like the big boy. There's concerns about alcohol sales, traffic congestion, and pedestrian safety. Yeah, whatever. Who cares? I don't care about any of that shit. I just don't like the name of the damn place. There's no way the article is going to reference that. If the article were to reference that, it would say, people are also upset with the name because K-U-M, you know, is come. This all wouldn't have been a problem if some dumbass didn't start spelling that C-U-M or K-U-M. Are you a C-U-M guy or girl or a K-U-M? Like, if you spell it out, are you going to spell it out C-U-M or K-U-M? I'm a C-U-M kind of guy. John's a C guy. Is anyone a K person? Kate writes, ew. What? What? Amanda says she prefers semen or ejaculate. You do? Why would you prefer the technical term? Kate is uncomfortable with this conversation. Ew, gross. Actually, if I had to really... Bob writes, man milk or ball butter. Chris in Maine says batch. John asks Kate something I wouldn't ask her. Is it a texture issue? Great Gabagool grosses me out with keep talking. I'm almost there. The ego of Wayne Fonz, first time chatter, says baby batter. I'm more of a jizz guy. The conversation is also going down the road about swallowing. And Nick is accusing Amanda of not swallowing. So this is turning really, this is really going south with you animals. Nick accuses Amanda of not swallowing cum on this show. Amanda says, well, is that documented somewhere? So now there is a war between these two. Kate gives a fuck you to John Jamingo. I like that you all are fighting over this. I have nothing to do with this. This is horrible. Royal Blood says, I'm out. Josh says, this is great. Yeah, this is getting off the rails here. I'm going to change the topic here, Royal Blood. Don't you worry. Enough of this. This all you see, this is why you don't want to have a store called Come and Go. It just, I don't know, man. There's something about it. I don't like it. I don't care for this type of talk, guys. I've got merch, ericzaneshow.com. Please buy a t-shirt. Thank you. A couple things. On the 28th of this month, Jacob and Jason Bennett will be installing the flooring in the basement. The basement is painted. Thank you to Kyle. I'm not thanking Kyle. I paid the guy. The basement is painted. Flooring goes in just over a week. Have Bennett Flooring Installation come to your home, measure the room, give you an estimate. This is how much it's going to cost for us to install it. Are you ripping out? Yes, I am. I'm ripping out the carpeting and the pad and getting the room ready for you. That's going to take a lot of the expense off. If you want full service, they can. But, you know, for the stuff that you can do, go ahead and do it. And when it comes to putting the floor in expertly, you know, if you've never done that like me, I don't know how to do that. I don't have any tools or expertise to do that. They do it for you at a very affordable price, more affordable than anyone else in the industry in West Michigan. 616-318-0167. Thank you to Bennett Flooring Installation. Online at BennettFlooringInstallation.com. Again, 616-318-0167. The price of getting that flooring installed, I saw the estimate. I was like, are you kidding me? They're doing the flooring, the entire basement, which is a pretty big basement, the steps, and a room upstairs. And I took a look at the price. I was like, you got to be kidding me. This is fantastic. Thank you, guys. So that's going to be awesome. Oh, there's my neck. And then I'm making a trip over to Johnson Carpet, one floor and home discount outlet in the next couple of days here. And buying the flooring. That's where I want you to buy the flooring that you're having installed. Hang on. Daisy. No. Johnson Carpet, one floor and home discount outlet. This is specific to West Michigan. You might, you know, if you're in the general area, this is where you want to get your flooring. Otherwise, that doesn't apply to you. The discount outlet is just down the street from the main showroom. Big, ugly, beige building, small red sign behind Little Caesars. Go there. It's already cheaper than anyone else in the state because it's a warehouse. They buy it in bulk, store it in the massive warehouse. And then you buy it for a lot less than you would have paid for flooring that has to be shipped in specific for your order. Okay. Transportation costs much lower. Pass the savings on to you. Mention my name. Save an additional 10%. That's awesome. Johnson Carpet, one floor and home discount outlet. Which, by the way, Darwin, for fuck's sake, this is the hardest man to get in touch with on the entire planet. I have to remain, it's like you just never know when he's going to pick up or respond. And it's like, it's so rare. It's like you're seeing a unicorn. For the love of God, please respond. I need to talk to you. Kent, drop the E out of you. Help. Help me, please. You are my only hope. Johnson Carpet, one floor and home. In Hudsonville, Michigan, go to Bosco's Pub. Beer is cold. Drinks are stiff like the dicks. Get a great burger. You will love the food at Bosco's Pub. They are hiring, too. They need cooks. $15 to $22 an hour they'll hire you in at. Bosco's Pub, part of Terrace Square in Hudsonville, Michigan. You want a part-time job? You got some skills cooking this type of food? Burgers, quesadillas, frickin' chicken fingers and wraps? You can pull that off. You can make that type of money. Bosco's Pub, Hudsonville, Michigan. The assistant hockey coach for the national team, the German national team, is this lady right here. Now look at her. She's all business. She got the hockey players in front of her. She's breaking their balls. They're getting out on the ice. Supposedly, she has a huge amount of expertise that has her getting this job. And this is very rare, okay? This is a career that is dominated by men, you know? Typically, you see women coaches coaching women players, and in a lot of cases, men coaching women's players. But there aren't any women coaches that coach men. And this is a very high level of play, German national team. This woman is the assistant coach. I don't even know her name. Here it is. 29-year-old Jessica Campbell. I know very little about her, but this story is ridiculous. Jessica Campbell, trailblazing female coach of Germany's men's national hockey team, was asked such a fucked up question. Oh my God, I can't believe someone could possibly ask this question with a straight face. A Slovakian TV reporter asked Jessica Campbell after the Wednesday practice session, what is it like to be on a team when you are a beautiful woman and the team is full of handsome men? What the fuck? What? Oh, I mean, we can agree. She's lovely. Okay? She has a look on her face like she beat the shit out of you here. And these guys here, they probably just got the shit kicked out of them because of a bad shift or something like that. And she's probably hitting dudes in the back of that. Get the fuck out there. Shut the fuck up. You know how hockey is. No, asshole. But the reporter says, what's it like being a beautiful woman on a team full of handsome men? According to this article, it says that, and then the coach shut down the question. I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're trying to say. Jessica Campbell, who's an assistant coach who recently made history by becoming the first woman to join the coaching staff of a national team participating in the Men's Senior International Ice Hockey Federation Ice Hockey World Championship, responded. She responded with that. The reporter repeated her question. It was a female reporter. Sorry. I didn't know that. This is my job and profession, Campbell said. Players do their work. We have a strong relationship with players in hockey, and nothing else is involved. So she actually gave her the time of day, you know. If I'm Campbell, I would say, you stupid bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you? How could you possibly say something so stupid? After the interview, Campbell voiced her disappointment in the question with Team Germany's media manager, whatever the person's name is, I can't even say it. The head coach of the German team said that Campbell was hired for her hockey knowledge and praised her coaching abilities and technical know-how. Jessica Campbell is a former player for the Canadian women's national team, graduated from Cornell. She works with the power play and the PK and player development on Germany's men's team. I don't know if that stems from coming out of the female game, but my approach is about adding value to individual players for the purpose of their collective team goal. If I owned the Red Wings, I'd hire all chicks. I would do that. I would make it an all-women team because at least just to say, you know, I mean, if they show up there and then the team sucks, okay, then at least you tried. And I would even go so far as to, okay, they suck, and then you bring in more women. And then, okay, you keep trying that for like 10 years. And then finally you say, well, we have tried this, and we have proven that women suck. We gave it a 10-year plan. It has been all women running this team. There are no men here. And we have proven beyond reasonable doubt that women do not have the brains to coach hockey. And that's all what if. I would only do that if they sucked. Okay? They probably wouldn't. They would probably perform admirably and be winners. That is what I would suspect. But in the unlikely event that they're shitty and, you know, every time you turn around, there's two dicks in them or something like that from players, and you're constantly, you know, there's a snail trail every time you turn around. Well, then, yes, if that problem does emerge, we would deal with that accordingly and bring in. I would go with ugly women. Ugly women need to coach the hockey team. Now, these are all what-if scenarios, so I don't want to hear any bitching about this. I'm the progressive here. I would hire all women, do whatever you want, run the hockey team. If I start hearing about dicks in asses and vaginas and snail trails and shit like that, and banging on the headboard and gang bangs, and you become a holder for a hockey stick, then we are going to bring in ugly women. We're going to continue the women thing. All ugly bow wows will be running the team. And if even that doesn't work, if the team then sucks after all of these attempts to try to create equality, if you cannot handle it and you can't coach and there's constantly dicks in you, well, then we're going to move on from that and we're going to go to blacks and bring in all blacks to coach the team. And we're going to continue doing this until we finally get the right mix. Okay? And where we're probably going to wind up back at is white dudes running the hockey team. Who's with me? Cole says, even if they were ugly, the players would still bang them. The same reporter thinks you need to be barefoot in front of the stove. Stevie says, I hope she kicked that reporter's ass. All right. So that's my take on that. She is a knockout, though. This look on her face, let me just say this. I wouldn't have the nerve to ask that stupid question. But what a babe. No question. All right. I'm probably not helping matters here. I see Kent drop the E, add a U is in here. Yeah. What's the latest on Darwin? Come on now. What do I got to do? I'm trying to run a business here. What is so hard about, hey, I see this, I'll contact you here. I mean, if he's trying to reach somebody, do they do the same thing to him? He would hate that. Kent says, read up above. I hate that, man. Oh, there. You should drop in and wait for him while you're looking for flooring. I hate that. He's coming over sometime today. All right. Let me know when he's there. Like when he's about to, hey, he just texted me. He's on the way. If you find out that he's on the way, let me know and I will race over there. Darwin, what is up? For fuck's sake. Jimmy in Maine tipped me off to a story that happened that I want to address now. This is horrible, but I cannot believe it happened. This kid right here is dead. This is a dead 18-year-old. Right now, a family is grieving. This kid is 18. He's playing the drums somewhere in Maine. He was happy, a sweet, inquisitive young man with his future ahead of him. His sister was also hurt badly in an incident. She is going to be okay. This is so fucking terrible. But I just can't believe it happened. This kid went with his family to Toms River, New Jersey. They're hanging out down the shore. That's what you say if you live in Jersey. You can't say, I'm going to the shore. You can say, I'm going to the beach. But you always have to say, we're going down the shore. Kind of like in Michigan, where are you going? Up north. That's a thing. In Jersey, it's down the shore. And you have to say it like that. Down the shore. Ding dong goes down the shore. I say that. Yeah, he's dead, but okay. Family goes on a vacation. They're on the beach. This dude, his name is Levi. Dumb Levi and his dumb sister decided to take frisbees and they started to pull the sand and dig a hole. After a significant amount of time, the hole is 10 feet deep. It's an excavation job. 10 feet. Now, you can crawl out of it. It's not like steep walls, but they're in the bottom of a 10-foot hole. Now, typically, when you're down the shore, if anybody catches you digging a hole that's any deeper than, like, up to your knee. What they do is they say if you the smallest person in your party can only dig knee deep. So if you're there with a toddler, you can dig like 4 inches, because if the walls fall, your head is above sand, and they pull you out and you live. These dumbasses thought it'd be a good idea to dig a 10-foot hole in sand. You know, sand, it moves. And they're in the bottom of it. And you know what happened? The walls fell in. When the walls come crumbling down. When the walls come tumbling. When the walls come crumbling down. Yeah, the lifeguards will just kill you. Hey, what are you doing, asshole? 10 feet deep. And that was it. Instantly, these two are gone. Vanished. All these people. Okay, my question is, were the mom and dad not around? I mean, that'd be weird if you have to watch over your 18-year-old kid. And I guess just how dumb are you? I don't even blame so much the kid. I mean, I kind of do. I mean, 18, you kind of should know better, I think. Maybe not. Am I being too hard on this kid? I would need to know if the family was aware. I mean, I actually would investigate. Like, if I am with the whoever's jurisdiction of this incident, I would have a conversation with the parents. And I would say, so did you guys see? I would ask, like, innocently, did you happen to see your son in this hole when it happened? You know, you're quite, oh, they're crying. Yeah, we saw him in the, oh, you did? Okay. And then you arrest them. This would be on your hands. You would, as a prosecutor, you'd have to charge these people. You need to make an example. They killed their kid, right? I don't know. Maybe that's too hard. I mean, they're already sad enough. But Jesus. I wonder if people were walking by, the locals, seeing that. Because if they did, they'd be like, oh, my. Anybody who lives there knows you. They just know. You would never dream of doing this. That's like the first thing they teach you, okay? First, they find out what type of cheesesteak you like when you go to Philly. And that's at, like, age one. And then they burn this into your brain. Then you got to determine whether or not you like the Giants, the Jets, or the Eagles. Are you a Mets fan or a Yankees fan? Do you like the Brooklyn Nets? Did I say Mets, Nets? I don't know. These are all important things that you have to... And you don't dig in the sand. Emergency crews used buckets of water, ladders, bulldozers, and other heavy machinery in their effort to free the teens. Buckets of water? What the? It took hours to get the boy's body out. Daughter treated for minor injuries, doing okay physically. Oh, my God. This is our first time in Tom's River. We came to try to have a family vacation. We know he's with Jesus and smiling down on us. No, he's not. He's pissed off at you. Heath is so pissed. Dad described the kid as quirky. He was involved in the worship team at church, drummer in a teen young adult worship band, tech nut, loved a program. In a statement, Toms River Mayor Maurice B. Mo Hill said the entire community is heartbroken for the family. The Jersey Shore is a place where families come to make memories, bond, and enjoy all the beach has to offer. This tragedy is a reminder to us all to be vigilant for our loved ones' safety. Oh, there you go. Hill wrote, let us remind all of our beachgoers, visitors, and locals to never dig more than knee deep in the sand. He'll continue doing so, put yourself and others at risk. God, this is dumb. Jeez. Emergency crews from neighboring towns responded to the scene to assist in rescue efforts. Jesus. Awful. Da 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 da. I heard she didn't know how long she was going to be under there and had gnawed her brother's arm off. Adam, come on, man. All right. Apparently, no. So I take a look at the chat. Now, I like to read the chat, but there's too much chat. I wrote a rule. I want to go back to it. And I don't know how to say this other than just say it. And I mean this with kindness. But it's difficult for me to read the chat because there's so much chat. I want chat, and I want you to talk, but I also want to be able to turn. That's my, most people in the old days, you'd call into the radio show. This is my way to communicate with you when you have something that's effectively terrific that needs to be shared. However, first of all, I write, don't talk shit about the sponsors. And then I write, participate, but don't over-participate. I try to engage with you, but it gets hard when the chat is cluttered. Self-scrutinize. I can tell you that of the past 20 things that are written, Royal Blood wrote the parents wanted to be childless. That's funny. Is about the only thing that I would is worth anything. And I'm not even saying it all needs to go away. Just, you make my life so much easier and the show is so much more fun when I can interact with you. But if I have to sit there and go like this, hold on. This is going to be silent and awkward. Do you feel that? That's me trying to find something worthy of fun to bring to the podcast. So I guess my suggestion is, if you could temper that, that's why I wrote that. Make it something worth it. I don't want you completely silenced. Just make my life easy. I want you there, but I don't want you there too much. I really don't want your song lyrics. I really don't want dad jokes. You know, things like that. If you could just stop. Please. Bob says, make abusers eat 600 seconds. I don't want to go that far. I don't want to insult you. Well, I do, but I'm not going to. But I don't care about your lyrics. I don't care about your dad jokes. Please, relax. And if you get offended by that, that is not on me. I did that as nicely as I could. Cole writes, comments need to be all killer, no filler. There you go. Perfect. All right. If you can't find the happy medium, I'm sorry. You know, I tried. I'm not saying don't. I know some of you are so sensitive. Like I see Adam. He wrote too late. I know Adam's sensitive. He's probably going to feel terrible and it's going to ruin his week. But you got to get over that. We got to get to a happy place. Please. I'm begging you. I don't think that's too much to ask. Do you? I mean, I can't really do it. I can't really like say it in a way that is so sweet and kind. I mean, I think I did the best I could. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, let me help your business. Reach out, eric@ericzaneshow.com. I would love to put you on the podcast to be part of it so I can talk about your business. Reach out, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Like my friends at Berlin Raceway, where racing goes on for just $12 a ticket. You don't get much better than that. Absolutely awesome. BerlinRaceway.com, $12 a ticket, 15 and under gets in free, parking's free. In racing going on tomorrow, 4 p.m. start. I will be there. If you're there, I will see you there. You'll be able to, they'll say, Eric's right in the front. Go say hi. That's what's going on. That's what's scheduled to be happening. Berlin Raceway, $12 a pop for a ticket. Kids get in free. You can bring a cooler full of your snacks, full of your soft drinks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. No beer, no glass. You can't bring any of those things in. However, the beer there is cheap. It is cold. Hot dogs are cheap. It's a great time. You can even wander away from the grandstand and have a puff. You can't do that at any other venue. Berlin Raceway, 5,000-plus people each weekend with great racing. BerlinRaceway.com. Blue Frost IT, BlueFrostIT.com. Thank you so much. The managed IT service provider of the Eric Zane Show podcast. 616-200. My God, I can't even remember the phone number. Reach out to them online, BlueFrostIT.com. Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. If you need a mortgage, call upon them. Yes, the interest rates are going up, but you can still get a mortgage no matter where you are. Alaska. I'm sorry, with the exception of Alaska, South Carolina, Hawaii, and Maine. Thank you to Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Boomer Bob says, is that raceway a round track or drag? It is an oval. Kind of. It's like a weirdly shaped oval. 7/16th round track. You should have I-96 sponsor you too. Dirt track racing. I would love that. You know, here's the thing. I can't just wave a magic wand, though. You know, a lot of the times I'm trying to sell sponsorships, people are like, hey, yeah, I mean, maybe, but then they like realize, hey, we don't have any money, shit like that. But I'm getting some glitches here. It seems like is the live stream glitching out on you guys? It looks like it to me. Let me know. This I actually want you to let me know about. All right. Kenny says it's fine. George W. Bush got in the weeds same way that Joe Biden got in the weeds. This is the exact same thing that happened to Biden. You remember when Biden on the State of the Union said Russia invading Iraq? Bush did the same deal. I'm getting yes. The video is jumpy and lagging. Shut up, Josh. That's it. Josh is getting the first 600. I'm going to go ahead and restart this thing, okay? Hello. Hello. I hope this is better. Uh-oh. Okay, all right, okay, all right. Okay, so this is George W. Bush. I love this. Well, I don't. I mean, he drives me crazy. This is, I'm brought right back to when he was president. It's like, fucking get it together.
Ukrainian people.
All right. I hear it, but I don't see it. There he is. It looks just like his dad. Holy shit.
Ukrainian people elected Volodymyr Zelensky, with whom.
No. Volodymyr is his name. It's not Vladimir. It's Volodymyr. Why can't you. This is your speech. It's written down. Why can't you sound out the words like people do and practice it a few times? Volodymyr Zelensky.
Volodymyr Zelensky, with whom I Zoomed the other day, by the way.
It sounds like the first time he's ever said his name there.
Cool little guy.
He calls him, he's trying to be all serious and he refers to him as a cool little guy.
Zelensky, with whom I Zoomed the other day, by the way. Cool little guy. The Churchill of the 21st century. He was empowered by electoral legitimacy. He won 72% of the vote. And now he's leading his nation heroically against Russian invading forces and defending his country. In contrast, Russian elections are rigged. Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated from participating in the electoral process. The result is an absence of checks and balances in Russia and the decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, too. Anyway.
He's crushing. It's like a comedy. It's like a comedy bit.
75.
No, you did it when you were 45.
Here's the thing, and I hope people take it away from this series of seminars and
get your shit together.
Discussions is it's really important, and we have an obligation to stay true to our principles by holding free and fair elections.
All right. So he's going down that road. I like that he's like, I'm 75. I wish Biden would do that. Acknowledge, yes, I'm senile. Stevie says he's actually funny when he's not in office. Boomer Bob says, F this asshole. What's wrong with him? Who do you like? Holy cow. All right. Meanwhile, this is some lady having a temper tantrum. She's pissed off at a Chick-fil-A. She's going to get out and scream at the people, at the drive-through window. And as she's getting out, she forgets to put her car in the park. Look at there it is.
Oh, God. Please tell her to stop. Oh, my God. Oh, hurry, get through. Tell her to get away from the car.
Holy shit.
Hey, y'all come back. She's called somebody.
It sounded like Jessica.
Get the car. Get
Let's
your
watch
car.
It again. You forgot your sweet tea!
Oh, God. Please tell her to stop. Oh, my God. Hurry, get through.
Hi, come on back.
Hey, y'all come back.
Y'all come back. You forgot your fireball. Come on back. Oh, my God. The car ended up being totaled. Let's see. More on this. According to TV station, this is in Wilmington, North Carolina. Immediately after getting out of the car, car took off. She was ultimately able to re-enter the vehicle, though it still fell down the retaining wall. The car fell into a ditch below the well, keeping it from drifting below the wall, keeping it from drifting down to the busy street. The car was totaled. Family members told the TV station the woman's car was totaled as a result of the incident. The woman, however, was not injured during the ordeal. So she got behind the wheel, and then it fell down into the thing while she was in it. She was cited by police for failing a field sobriety test. Drunk bitch drive-through. She was purportedly putting drinks in her vehicle's cup holders when she mistakenly knocked the gear shift into neutral. The woman was charged but not arrested. The family questioned how she would have been able to get back into her vehicle if she was impaired. Yeah, hey, how would she have been able to get in if she was on drugs or alcohol? I don't know, opening the door and getting in. Her blood alcohol, they said, was 0.00. I guess we'll find out. The loved ones did tell the local news outlet she has struggled with drug addiction in the past, but said she's been drug-free for months and was sober when the viral Chick-fil-A incident unfolded. Thank God the woman is okay. While many unanswered questions remain, the outcome could have been much worse. It's fantastic. We are so lucky that we got to see something like that. All right. Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for a cameo. My Policy Shop Insurance. Buyinsurancehere.com, 616-914-4070. If you need health insurance, reach out to Frank Fuss. He will help you with all of that. Not going to cost you a dime either. 616-914-4070 for My Policy Shop Insurance. TC Paintball, online at tcpaintballgr.com. We got a paintball event coming up on June 26th at his paintball war number 19, the Summer Slaughter. And then, of course, Full House Comedy, fullhousecomedy.com, if you want to go see a comedy show. Folks, that is my time this week. I am done with the free podcast. I'll have the Patreon coming up a little bit later on today. I'm looking forward to that, hanging out with you guys. Thank you, though. Talk to you down the road. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.